What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
And I am Shannon.
It's been so long. This feels weird.
Yeah, it took us way too long to set all of this up.
I know. We've literally been debriefing for like an hour before we talked.
Yeah, because we also haven't seen each other.
Right. In forever. It's actually sickening.
Yeah. The way I almost cried when I saw you.
I was kicking my little feet.
I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. It's almost like my mom told me, like, yeah, you can go hang out with Shay. And I was like, yes. Like,
thank God. She was out of town for Thanksgiving, and then I went out of town after Thanksgiving, and then now it's the weekend.
Yeah, you literally went out of town when I came back. The day of.
Which I was like, I thought I had till Sunday. It felt so wrong.
I know.
Being so close.
I know. I was like, really? You're leaving today?
I know.
No. My family, though, celebrated Thanksgiving on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving felt 8 years ago for me.
8 years ago, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a great Thanksgiving because actually, you know, I'm a little upset because I only spent Thanksgiving with my family, like my, you know, Jackson, Rome, and then Peyton, my sister, which we had the best time ever.
Oh, like Thursday Thanksgiving?
Thursday Thanksgiving. Oh. Yeah, because all of my family was out of town. It was kind of depressing, but me and Peyton made the best out of it. And so I was happy. And you know what's hilarious? You know that story that you told me about your grandmother's sweet potatoes being set on fire?
Oh, yeah.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. Were they set on fire, like fully?
Fully on fire. Same story. The entire front, like top of it, was on fire. Because literally, I was going to like pour out the boiled potatoes, like pour out the water. And then it spilt on me right after I put those in the oven. And then I was like, oh no, I got boiling water on me. It was fine. I didn't get it on me. I just got it on my cutesy dress. And then I turned around, oven's on fire. It was a nightmare. But we did it.
It was just the potatoes that were on fire, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saved everything else.
We saved it. We even saved the potatoes. We just scraped off the burnt crisp.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no. I mean, look, my mom did. Well, we used a fire extinguisher, so that kind of did it dirty.
All that I did was turn off the oven and close it. Because literally, but it's like ironic that you told me how to do it.
You don't open it.
My stupid sister, I love her to death. She opened it and was like, and I was like, Peyton. Do you know that fire thrives?
You're like, don't you know not to open the oven?
We have it on film. We went in full sister mode. I was like, Peyton, you idiot. What are you doing? And she was like, and I was like, oh my God.
She can blow it out.
Yeah. She was like, it's like a marshmallow. And I was like, no, it's on
steel. Lungs of steel. She's like,
what if she did? She had like magical powers.
Yeah.
She was like,
she's like, yeah, sorry. I've been hiding this my whole life.
Right. Well, I had to suffocate the fire, which I wouldn't have known if it weren't for you.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. I mean, at least like, you know, I didn't tell you the next step after just not opening it, but like, you know, not to open it where then you can Google what the next step would be.
You just let it blaze for a little, let it crisp up.
Let it simmer.
And then figure it out.
Yeah. And then you figure out after.
Right.
When I was in, I don't know, like sixth, seventh, eighth grade, me and my best friend Macy, we're having a sleepover. Why did we think that this was like something we should do? But we put a marshmallow in the microwave with Tabasco sauce on it. Ew. Not to eat, just to see if it would
blow up.
Go up in flames.
Okay.
It does.
Oh. Yeah. Is that like a challenge?
I think
or
it was a marshmallow with Tabasco. No.
No. Just something you wanted to try?
Yeah, that. And then I also think like if you put a grape in the microwave, I think that was something that was like going around on YouTube at the time where if you put a grape in the microwave, it would like an electrical charge and it like lights on fire.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I could be making all this up because
we should try it. I said we're gonna go microwave a grape.
Yeah, I kind of want to relive it.
I do. Did you ever do a cinnamon challenge?
Oh no.
Oh, I definitely did. It's actually very hard.
I was gonna say, crazy. Did you pass away? Because don't you just
it was horrible, and if you even think to breathe in, you're done.
Yeah,
it's like with cinnamon, like who was like, that's a good idea?
Ground cinnamon,
right?
Yeah,
a nightmare.
It's dry.
Anyways, we got to recap already. Sorry we didn't recap on here, but you know what, it's all family stuff. It's
yeah.
Like we needed that debrief, just me and you.
Yeah,
but I will say today actually, while I was at my cabin with my family, I was like, my aunt, she's like my second mom. she was like, show me your. So I had my boobs done.
Oh,
I think everybody already knows that. But if
you don't
I had them done. But I had like a mastopexy, so it's a lift with implants, and like literally
fancy.
I know. I went in there being like, please, please, please tell me I don't have to get a lift. Like, obviously I needed one. But I got them done, and the best thing that I've ever done. Like, I literally love my girls so very much. They have changed my life. But I was at the cabin and my aunt was like, your mom was telling me like your scars are a little bit, you know, I would say big. And there's a lot of words I can use to describe it.
How do I describe it? Large.
She's trying to be so nice. I was like, Ellen, they're so big. Like, I don't know what to do. And I showed her and she was like, oh, honey, that's not normal. And she was like, you might have to like go under and get them redone. And I was like, please tell me that I don't have to do that. So I immediately called to go to my doctor and he was like, this is like 0.3 to 4 people have this. Like, it's very rare and it's
sucks. Of course it happens to you.
Of course it happens to me. And so what it's called is hypertrophic scars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they're like raised. And I was like, I'm going to have to go into surgery. My life's ruined. Anyways.
My life's over.
My life's over.
They're removing the boobs.
Because I had so much anxiety the first time. I was like, I didn't sleep for like a month.
Before. No, I don't. Scared. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I finally went in and he was like, oh, no, like, I totally see what you mean. Like, he's the best. I absolutely love my doctor. And he was like, this is hypertrophic scars. And, you know, this is how we're going to fix it. And so it's just like a steroid shot, like every 2 months. So I have to get steroid shots. And that's fine.
And that will resolve the scarring?
Yeah. So it'll like bring them down for sure. And then I just would have to get like laser. To like.
I said scar cream.
Scar cream. No, girl, I've been putting that on.
It's not working anymore.
But anyways, fair warning. If you are getting your boob done, there's definitely things that come with it.
Dang.
I know. I literally was like, please let this go smooth. And it did go smooth. Like, this is a light issue, I guess. And they look great. Mm-hmm. So, and no one would know, but it does.
I guess.
Suck.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Cause it's not, the scarring's not like up here. Like,
yeah, if it's like,
it's underneath. So,
but sometimes I want to wear like little skimpy ass bathing suits, you know?
Oh, I guess.
And I don't want my scars showing.
Yeah. Wait, would it show like in a, like a triangle bathing suit?
I mean, if the triangle covered the whole bottom.
Oh, I guess it doesn't.
Yeah.
Really? It's like a.
Yeah.
It's actually just a nipple cover.
It's always just a nipple cover.
And it's $95.
This is my. Per nip. This is me saying we need to start a movement of let's stop making bathing suits so small. I have scars.
I know. Anyway. I think we should just, before we stop making them small, let's just stop making them so expensive.
Let's start there.
Yeah. And then we could add the fabric back. Right.
Add some fabric, make it cheaper.
Yeah.
Duh.
Duh. I don't get why we're taking away fabric, but we're making it more expensive.
Like, please. Oh my God. I'm so glad that I got to get them done because Rome really just like chewed me up when breastfeeding, dude. He
was a hungry boy.
He was so hungry. And I could tell, and like he favored one. So like they were like this. Like one was lower than the other. Anyway, oh my God, wait, this actually brings me to another point because I listened to the newest episode.
Let me swallow my drink. I was really trying to contain it.
Anyway, okay. You know the podcast I was just saying,
Yes.
Extra Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new podcast with Unwell, Alex Cooper's network. And I listened to it and like, first of all, this girl's hilarious and it feels so much like the OG Caller Daddy.
So I have seen that too. Like people are like, this really feels like Alex Cooper's handing off the like torch to her. I see clips of her on Caller Daddy. I haven't seen her like Extra Dirty clips. Hilarious though.
Hilarious.
Like, her safety clip. Have you seen that one?
I don't think I saw that one. I saw her boob clip.
Oh, does she have her boobs done?
Yes. Yeah, so she was talking about it and she was like, before. Because this is how she explained it. She was like, I gained a lot of weight and I lost a lot of weight. And in between there, like my boobs just got.
Yeah.
She called it a rock and a sock. And I was like, that has never been more accurate to what? Because I gained a lot of weight being pregnant.
Yeah, you lost a lot of weight.
And then I lost a lot of weight after breastfeeding. And I was like, that is so on point of how I felt about my boobs. Like the way she did her hand, she was like, a rock.
She's like, it's just like this. Just like this.
That was me. So I have absolutely no regrets.
Regrets. The clip I saw, she was talking about how what did Alex was like, oh, do you still use like your dad's credit card? And she was like, yeah. And she was like, well, actually, like in the family group message, like I just got a text saying it was, you know, cut off, like it's done.
Oh.
And she was like, but the black card still is good or whatever. And she's like, so, and it was, she goes, yeah. And she goes, but like, you know, my dad's like really big on safety, you know? And she was like, so Revolve.
Oh,
safety.
Safety.
Yeah.
It just feels like
a new bag. Safety.
It feels safe.
Safe.
It makes me feel safe.
And then she was like, well, this was actually relatable because she was like, yeah, like we don't do the subway. We don't do the subway. We don't do UberX. And I was like, safety, Uber Black.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Now that is valid.
That's valid.
I hate to say
I'm always
strictly Uber Black.
Strictly Uber Black.
I will look at that Uber Black. It'll say $75 and I'll go, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like I know I'm going to get it. I already allocate the money for
because you know what's crazy is I've done it so much at this point where now I'm like, if I were to take an Uber X the one time that I don't take an Uber Black, I'm dead.
Right.
I'm kidnapped.
We can't find Shannon anymore.
She took an Uber X.
She took an Uber X.
For the $25.
I will say I've been tempted at my brokest. I've been tempted at it with an Uber carpool. I've been like, damn, I really wonder how that goes.
How do you
It's only $15. That's all I got in my account.
Like, I'm just trying to get home.
I just want to get home safely.
Me and my six other friends that I don't know.
Like, I genuinely have been like, God, I really should do that. This was when I was like going out after work and then like I would sleep in my car because I couldn't drive home or Uber home.
This looks like a nice bed.
I was like, my this is seat. Fine. Right. Like, I can just like go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm actually just right outside. I won't be late.
No, I was literally in my garage and I actually pissed off so many of my coworkers. Like, I feel so bad because, first of all, a bitch can't park at all. So I would park. There's like six spaces and there's like seven workers.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd pull in like after work. I'd skirt in there because I'm already running late for dinner. I'd be in the middle of two spaces, then I'd sleep in my car, and then I'd wake up to my coworkers being like,
what are you doing, Shay?
No, I literally was the worst employee. Like, they should have fired me ages ago. Yikes. Nightmare.
We were just talking about Thanksgiving, and you know what? I was with my family, and I realized I do have to state something on here.
Okay.
I have to apologize to my brother, Alex. Oh. He, in fact, does my taxes, not my mom.
T.
He
was, did he clock you?
Yeah. So him and my sister-in-law, Maria, they live in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And they drove from Philadelphia with their dog, their boxer chief.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to add that one in there too.
Yes.
So they drove from Philadelphia to Florida with their boxer chief, and I guess the whole way they listened to our podcast.
Wait, I'm embarrassed.
They actually loved it. And
really?
Yeah, I think so, because my brother texted me today and was like, you know, we'll get into it, but like, have you watched this show? Have you guys watched this movie? I convinced him to get Regal Unlimited, so him and my sister-in-law have Regal Unlimited now. Yes, and he's like, we've already watched three movies. I'm like, you've been home for like a week.
I'm telling you, Regal Unlimited is
the best
membership you can get. Genuinely, like, pays for itself in one trip.
Why? I'm sorry, if you go to the movies, which I know not a lot of people do, but if you are going to the movies, Just get the membership. Just
get it, because also
free popcorn.
I've also gotten free popcorn
every time,
every single time. It's the freaking goat. I'm like, I don't know if you go to the movies even once. Like, just get it, because also you'll want to go more.
Yeah, it makes you want to go more.
It makes
kind of like a game. I like making the points.
I love the points. And I just got my last. Okay, I've talked about my birthday for so long. But I got a full, like, large popcorn, a large cookie.
For your birthday?
For my birthday. And candy.
That's the thing. I think that's what I convinced Alex on when I was talking about Regal Unlimited. I was like, yeah, no, like, I mean, when you go see a movie, it's pretty much like $20 when you go see one movie.
100%.
So it pays for it in one trip, basically, especially if you're getting popcorn and a soda. And I was like, and then if you have it, you can just get free popcorn and free soda when you go. And he was like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, if you go to the movies consistently, you just keep getting points.
Literally.
They have it for you.
And I feel like if I went to the movies without the membership, I'd pay for it's like $17 for a movie. It's like $10 for a small popcorn.
It's crazy.
So you know what time of year it is?
What time is it, Shannon?
It is the time of year for Spotify Wrapped.
Wow. And you know what? It's always an exciting time.
Is it?
Well, not for me.
Not for me either. Wait, what's your reason?
Because all of my Spotify Wrapped are freaking Rome's Frozen songs.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
And I love you, Rome, but also we've listened to Let It Go. Guess how many times?
Oh, I know. I've been a part of this occasionally.
Thousands this year.
Wait, I actually kind of want to see your Spotify Wrapped. Thousands. So you've spent 8,000 minutes with Olaf.
No, literally, I'm pretty sure I got what did I get? No, I got Chapel Roan video, but.
Oh, I got that one too.
Yeah.
Chapel Roan is definitely on my list. My Spotify Wrapped is embarrassing, which is why I never show it.
Okay.
My top song all the time is Dreamy Brown Noise. Because I listen to white or brown noise, I guess, but white noise at night, especially when I go home, if I go home to my parents' house and stuff, I just always need that shh noise.
Yeah.
So it plays on repeat for 8 hours.
It's you've listened to this a million minutes this year.
Literally.
And you're geez.
Well, at home, I listen to, I have a Hatch, so it has a sound machine on it, so I don't use my phone.
Oh, I love the Hatch.
Love it. I'm obsessed. If you don't have a Hatch, what are you doing?
Right.
But I have, whenever I go home to my parents, I will always listen on repeat. And sometimes, if I'm not feeling well sometimes and I go to sit in the bathroom, I will play it while I'm on the bathroom floor.
That's so real. I'll turn on the shower.
Really?
Yeah. I usually just turn on the shower.
Yeah, that's probably smarter than playing replay on Dreamy Brown Noise. Also, why is it brown noise? I always thought it would just...
I think we're starting to understand why.
Yeah.
Shannon's got some tummy issues. She's gotta get on my round, are we?
Wait, I wasn't even thinking about that. I said when I'm not feeling well. I thought I'm more so mad when I'm drunk and... Your brain went somewhere else.
We are on opposite sides. Well,
relax. Wait, you turn the shower on. But also with Thanksgiving and the holidays comes football.
Ayo. I don't watch football.
So I watch a little bit of football. A little bit. I'm an Eagles fan. So I watch Eagles games.
Love.
But I also like to watch college football. And there's some... Well, NFL drama.
Love.
But the college football I just want to touch on is that this past weekend, we are filming Thursday. So when this comes out, it will be the last weekend.
Right.
All the rival teams played each other for college football. All of them ended in brawls.
No way.
Literally, I think it was 8 games were all ended in brawls. And it started with Ohio State and Michigan. And that was I think one of the first games that ended in a brawl. Basically, at the end of these games, whoever wins, they take their school flag and they put it on the field and, of course, start some drama.
One thing I love about men in sports is when they fight each other. It brings me so much joy to see them get so angry that they just have to start brawling. It's hilarious.
I was they're all such good games to watch. So I was watching it, but then the way the game ended and I'm on TV, they start fighting and I'm oh my gosh. I'm the drama. I was oh my God, who's gonna hate? A lot of baseball movies.
Yeah.
They something happens and then suddenly both teams come. That's what it looked like.
Oh, it's so
it was
funny.
Literally 100 men.
I hate to say that's why I love hockey so much.
Oh, the fighting. I was this is crazy, but it happened 8 games.
Dude, okay, that's crazy. They're angry.
Back to back to back. I was writing them down. I was Ohio State versus Michigan, Florida versus Florida State, South Carolina versus Clemson, North Carolina versus NC State, Alabama versus Auburn. I was this doesn't happen.
There is no chill.
Yeah, it was everyone's heated.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But I love that.
Yes, I do too. But their NFL, there's a little bit of drama going on.
Okay.
Two things. The first one's more like serious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm prepared.
It was the Texans versus the Jaguars.
Wait, that's my hometown.
Oh.
Jacksonville Jags.
Okay, well. Well, no, not it, more Texans in the, well, up to everyone's, I guess, own opinion. But basically, the Jaguars quarterback, his name's Trevor Lawrence, he had the ball. And when the quarterback lowers their hips to go into like a slide, basically means the play's over.
Okay.
And like, you know, the quarterback is the protected player and, you know, everything like that. Like this guy, I'm going to butcher his name.
Okay.
So let me read it. This guy on the Texans, his name is Aziri Al-Shair.
Okay.
Yep. I know I butchered that, but we're going to roll with it. He made an illegal hit to Trevor Lawrence because as he was going to slide, he like went right into his head and knocked, like he was knocked out. Like you could see, like, you know, when, I don't know if you know, but like when people get concussions, their like bodies like freeze up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you could see his arms. I was like, oh
no.
But the minute he did that, because it was a very like in like there's a lot of like slow-mo of it and people being like, oh, he didn't have any time. Some people are like, no, he did. Like he knows what he was doing. And so it's a lot of back and forth on that.
Oh, that's so scary.
But the minute he hit Trevor Lawrence and like head on and the guy fell, one of the other Jaguars teammates came up, punched, like started brawling. Whole nother brawl broke out. Both teams.
I mean, I would do that too.
Yeah. And everyone's kind of like, you know.
Because it's like, you know, this isn't a safe sport, but like try and be as safe as possible because it is lives on the line at the end of the day. And like these people are fathers, they're sons, there's brother. Like, you know, I, as much as I love a brawl, nobody needs to get hurt. Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think that everyone is like, we all come together to play football and like we try and do it as safely as possible.
Yeah.
And unfortunate things do happen. Most of the time they are accidents or you land wrong or stuff like that, but this, a lot of people feels it was maybe not intentional, but he could have maneuvered differently. So long story short, Trevor Lawrence I think is potentially out for the rest of the season.
That is so sad.
And the other
this
guy
is why I don't want like my kid in football.
Football is scary.
I think it's so scary, and I feel like why are we all getting concussions for this?
Yeah, I mean, it's
is there not a safer way?
Well, they have concussion helmets now.
Okay.
I believe, I don't know if that's like, this is where my football knowledge kind of like simmers out. Like, I don't know if that's just a practice thing.
Okay.
Or if they have the option to wear during games, but like it's supposed to protect it more. But like, it's just a really dangerous sport.
I know, and that sucks.
And it's like, obviously the quarterback's not like the biggest dude on the team. So taking a hit like that, like it's.
Especially when you're trying not to like to not get hit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was really bad. But so then the guy who hit him is, I believe, suspended for what is pretty much the rest of the year.
Whether he meant to or not, like, I think that needs to be a lesson of safety. Like,
yeah,
nobody needs to get like hit that hard or like mentally, you know.
Yeah, he also has a past of dirty plays, I believe. Mm-mm. So that's why it kind of like is. But anyways, that's the serious note. It's just a very interesting thing going around right now. On a happier, more drama note is Josh Allen and Hailee Steinfeld. You know Hailee Steinfeld?
Yes.
Just got engaged.
Wait, I think I saw this.
Wait, do you know?
About her coworker?
Her coworker?
Oh, wait, no, you go first.
Okay. I wrote notes because I was like, oh, I gotta get this all down.
Okay.
So Josh Allen, quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
His ex-girlfriend, Brittany Williams, got a comment on like, I think one of her Instagram posts. And she commented back and said, luckily, my boyfriend owns a team and doesn't play for one. Don't have to be with another brain dead CTE athlete. Now, she has come out and she said, I've been hacked. That was my same face. I said, So I started listening to a couple more people talk about it. They dated for 10 years and he only dated Haley Steinfeld for like a year and a half.
It's always that.
And they're engaged. So
you know what? I bet she was. She got a little tipsy.
She got a little.
She got a little
fingers.
She got a little crazy. Felt a little sad, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And went on there and typed that shit out. And then that's always my favorite thing is when they're like hacked, and it's like, girl, this is so deep into your life. It doesn't feel like you got hacked.
It doesn't. It does not look good.
No.
But here's the only thing.
Okay.
Is that I was same page. I heard that and I went, oh,
no way.
She was with her girlfriends one night. She got a little upset.
Sounds like what I do. I'd be like, Shannon, I'm going to tweet this.
Yeah. And I'm like, do it.
Do it. Yeah. Two lemon drop shots later, I do it.
But I guess the comment also to her on her post or something, it was like, haven't found another like professional athlete or something. So then that's what she responded.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay.
But apparently she's single. So the comment doesn't necessarily make sense, but like, if she's just trying to blow smoke in a way to be like, I'm fine. I have someone else. He owns a football team. But like she's saying, no, I was hacked. Like I'm single, like da da da, all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, interesting.
I mean, I think that
we'll never know.
We'll never know. But at the same time,
we may actually know. We may find
sometimes
out.
Sometimes we be doing some crazy things.
Girls are crazy.
Girls can be crazy.
And
girls
it's okay.
Can be crazy out of like such like anger and jealousy and resentment. And that's okay. Like you have those feelings sometimes. And like, if you did that, like, it's fine.
It's fine. We get it.
It wasn't even that bad. Okay.
No, yeah. I mean, little insulting to
well actually the brain dead that was unnecessary.
She was like, yeah, no, brain dead. I was like, oh. There is one more like pop culture thing.
Okay.
I wanted to bring up. I don't know if you saw it.
Okay.
Crazy though.
Ooh.
So
she tells me this stuff before we start recording and she's like, oh, I have so much to talk about. And I'm like, what? And she's like, no, I can't.
I can't tell you. I know. Well, I mean, it spoils the reaction.
It does spoil the reaction. And you're right every time.
I know.
You're right.
When am I wrong? Mm.
Never.
Never. Don't know her. Who's wrong? So I guess Billboard comes out and they name like the greatest pop star of the 21st century, right? Okay. So they announced that Taylor Swift was named number two. By using the famous music video by Kanye of her naked. That's what they, her congratulation post. Like, you know the music video I'm talking about?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. So it's Kanye West came long time ago. It's a song famous and he has all of these celebrities lying in a really big bed.
Is it the big white bed?
Mm-hmm. It's way too late. You can't fuck with. So it's Taylor. He has Taylor Swift in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was obviously very upset about this whole thing. And she's like topless in bed. And they took that clip and Billboard posted it on their Instagram being like, Taylor Swift is the second greatest pop star of art. The 21st. I said, I'm sorry. Fired.
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 It's just like every time that girl gets ahead, they just have got to do something to just
like
beat her back down.
Billboard.
That's actually insane. That is the most unprofessional shit I've ever. That takes away from her accomplishments with you. That takes away from so much. You doing something, especially with somebody who she obviously publicly cannot stand, and taking it from his video. What a piece of shit.
I thought that was actually, that was the most insane thing I ever saw. Because I was like, Billboard is like, like a company, a professional company.
People love to hate. I'm not even a Swiftie. And people, I just see everyone loving to hate her so much and make her look so bad. And she continues to be greater. She continues to be better. So like, I know she's going to like take that and make something great out of it and make it like, you know, a thing where it's like, this is so wrong. But it's like, isn't it obvious?
It's just,
did you not like pass that by management? Anyone?
And that's where I'm like, does Billboard just like secretly hate Taylor Swift or something? Because I was like, that's out of pocket.
Ew. God, I hate it. And you just know it's some little dude on his computer like, it'll be perfect.
I actually can't get over it. I don't even know if it's still up.
And you know what I hate to say?
What?
it sparked conversation.
And so that's the thing. It's like it did what they wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a sad, like, it's sad. Like, I'm also not a Swiftie, but like, I can respect.
Oh, I have mad respect for
the
her.
Hustle for that girl. And
mad respect.
The just absolute she has got thrown to her whole life.
Over and over again. And like, that would drive anybody absolutely insane.
I could not handle that.
No, my mental would be. I'd be Britney Spearsing that shit because I'd go insane. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm saying that in a way of like, it's too much.
It's too much.
Nobody should have to deal with this much, like people having this much access to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
in your life.
Yeah.
It's too much. And it would drive anyone crazy. And she has still risen up and been better.
Yeah. I just thought that was the most insane thing to see from, like, not that it's okay if it's from anything else, but like, that is literally, they're the one announcing the greatest pop stars of the 21st century. Yeah. It's just, it honestly is gross and icky and whatever. But number one, honestly, I think people are like, canceled Billboard.
Canceled.
Number one was Beyonce. So just in case you were curious, because I clocked that I said number two.
I want to thank Beyonce for this podcast. I'm going to save you all today. Thank you, Beyonce.
Thank you, Beyonce. Save us too.
I'm saving us.
Does that get us somewhere too if we thank you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll give you my soul.
Yeah. I voted for you.
Crazy. Why is everybody so insane?
I'm actually curious what her clip was. I wonder.
Beyonce's clip? Oh, I'm sure it was something amazing.
It's her from like that homecoming tour. Just like shaking her booty.
Slam poetry, yelling, angry, waving my hands a lot, specific point of view on things. Cynthia, Jesus died for our Cynthia's.
Oh, I cannot wait to talk about the movie we watched.
Oh, no, they don't. They took down the Taylor Swift video too.
Yeah, well, it should have never been up, you dumb shits.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, speaking of famous singers.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. Great
transition. Nice transition. Ariana Grande.
Oh, Cynthia Erivo. Erivo? Erivo.
Cynthia. Cynthia.
She died for
our... You are dead.
Sins.
You died for our sin.
Yes. She is dead.
She is dead. Mic drop. Mm-hmm. That's actually really funny. I'm glad that we both got on that really quick.
Wow. I didn't even clock that until you just started saying it. I was like, oh my God,
Cynthia. oh my God. That's actually
great
really
movie.
Great movie. I used to love that movie. So we watched Wicked.
Oh.
You know what? I'm not even a theater gal, dude. I am. I want to be at heart. I really do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like every time I think I am, somebody out theaters me. So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not a theater person.
Yeah, but I loved, oh my God, I loved this. I loved Wicked more than I've loved any movie this whole year. More than literally any movie I've ever seen, I've decided.
I also can agree with that. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I also am not a theater person, but I definitely am a Wicked person. I saw Wicked when I was probably like 10. On Broadway.
I'm so jealous.
And loved it. Like, I actually remember saying to my parents, I actually made all of this happen, but I said that this should be a movie.
She said Ariana Grande should be Glinda.
That's what I said. I literally said that.
She said it first, everyone. You heard it here. You're like the Simpsons.
Yeah. Also, fun fact, I did see Ariana Grande in her first play too.
Crazy. 13.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
I know. I actually helped them get to where they are today.
Yeah. She manifested this before any of you guys even knew it was a thing.
I did.
But genuinely, I'm like, Ariana Grande was meant for that role. I don't care what you say. Ariana Grande was Glinda. Did not even see Ariana Grande.
No. She also is definitely stuck in the role for sure. But who can blame her?
Who can blame her? Because I was like, her voice is like Glinda's voice. she literally said this. She was like, you have to live it. And like your vocals, your like muscles in your throat change. And so it's hard. You can't just bounce between back. Each.
And that's the thing is like everyone gave so much to Austin Butler for the Elvis thing. But like Ariana Grande is like explaining it. Like imagine pretending to be someone for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like
it's deeper than we think. It's more work than we think. I genuinely think so. But also I think of it like you're learning another language.
Yeah.
You have to be in it to learn that language perfectly. And that's how I think of it with her becoming Glinda and using her voice and like singing the way she does, because it's completely different octave. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And she absolutely nailed it.
Yeah. And Ariana Grande, I feel like, also has been doing this like voice thing to like protect her voice. I feel like she's always said where you can tell like when she was younger, she would always talk like she's a very deep talker.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly it like rose really high and soft and stuff. And she explained that she does it because of her singing.
Yeah.
And like to her whole point is like her vocal cords change and throughout. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a singer, but like.
Right.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Also, they were singing live.
Oh, another thing. They are like putting in the work, but it also made it more emotional and it made it like made me connect more, I think.
Yeah. I liked actually knowing that they were singing live before I went to go see the movie because I feel like I appreciated it more.
Yeah.
And then I also was able to like you can tell like Ariana Grande was like she's hitting those notes.
Yeah, but you can also hear her emotions while she's singing and in the like see her emotions. It just connected so much more also.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what's a funny thing that actually drove me insane during this movie?
Oh.
It's on TikTok.
I know what it is. Her eyelash.
No, her eyelash as well.
Her eyelash bugged the crap out of me.
Okay, you have a professional makeup artist. Her makeup looked amazing, but why were the corners of her eyelashes lifted?
I was like,
as a lash girl?
Excuse me, how are we filming this movie and saying,
stop production,
fix
the lash.
Let's get a little more glue on that inner.
Oh, we're lash girlies. I don't know if we've talked about this. We're major lash girlies. We both were like,
they're also like this close to her face, and I'm literally like,
just push it.
Just someone just grab a tweezer. Just
somebody. I just wanted to do it.
I know. I like really.
No. Okay. So Nessa, she is Elphaba's sister.
Yep.
This one song actually drove me up a wall, and it's hilarious that it's trending on TikTok. I should have made a video before it went viral because I thought about this.
Oh, wait, her song?
Her song where she's talking to her sister and she's like, Aunt Glinda, me and Buck. It is so funny. I'm seeing all of these people remake this, but it's like her, the way she pronounces it is hilarious. It's like Aunt Glinda. Like it sounds exactly like that. If I played it for you right now, you'd be like, oh, that's spot on. Drove me crazy, but it's iconic. I don't care. It's funny. But overall, it was such a beautiful movie. I cried at least 14 times, like in the dancing scene where she's like doing this one.
Oh my God, that was really sweet.
I've never cried so hard in a movie. And like after I left, I told you guys this. I was like, I see why they cry so much in the interviews.
Yeah, it is very like...
it's emotional.
Also, like they obviously became like best friends throughout this whole process. So it's like... I don't know. I get it. When you love someone and they love you back in a friendship sense, it's like very special.
I genuinely am like, this movie was so much deeper for them. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Like, I'm not making fun of them for crying so much. Like, I get it.
I'm like, let the girls cry.
Let the girls cry. It was a piece of magical work that's going to go down in history. Let them cry. I would too if I were them.
They have a whole nother part too. Right. We're going to see them cry all over again.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I can't wait.
I mean, like, it's a special thing. Like, I mean, it's fun. I will say it is funny because, like, you can't feel their feelings.
Yeah.
And how like, hard they, how much work they put into this and how hard it probably was. And, like, the bonding experience of doing this whole thing. And it's just like, let the girls girl.
Let them do. You don't know what happened behind scenes or behind the scene too. So
it's funny. We can continue with the memes and stuff too. I don't, I think that's
they're
fine.
Taking it well.
Yeah. I think that it's fine and funny, but I think it's just like when people are like, why are they crying? Like, this is so stupid. I'm like, just let them cry.
It also was a very emotional movie.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's like saying like, I mean, when I was swimming, it's like after the last time I completed my race, like, people making fun of me for crying.
Oh,
I was so emotional. I spent my entire life doing this.
They spent so, you know how long they've been working on this?
Yes. And
forever.
Also, like, they were, like, none of that was CGI. I mean, like, there's a little bit of CGI and stuff, but, like, yeah. None of it was really CGI.
No, I'm pretty sure the flying monkeys were real.
No, yeah, it's definitely real.
I didn't see them being fake.
No, me neither. I saw one today.
It was crazy, like, the whole, like, thing, because it's, like, Elphaba. Well, I saw this thing, too, where it was, like, Glinda was trying to tell Elphaba in the end. She was like, stop being so, like, in the song of Defying Gravity. I just had somebody lay it all out, like, the lyrics wise of Defying Gravity. And it was like, Glinda was telling her, like, you don't have to, like, defy the wit or the wizard. You can befriend the wizard and get more done. Mm-hmm. But Elphaba was like, that's not me. I can't do that. That's more you. Like, she can do it. So I'm like, curious. I don't know what happens at all. So in the second, but I'm hoping that Glinda's working inside, Elphaba's working outside, you know?
I will to help the not animals. Spoil it, but I will say I feel like a lot of people are taking the movie the wrong way.
Okay.
Rapid fire all the movies I watched over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked. A+. Duh. We all know. I flew home. I watched a Lizzie McGuire movie.
Amen.
That's just a great movie all around.
The one in Italy?
Yeah, with Paolo. Yeah. Me on the plane.
Oh my God, their outfits. I wanted to wear those. Oh, so same. Bad.
Okay. I watched this movie called Monster Summer with my parents. No one needs to watch it.
Great.
Yeah. It's got the guy from The Sandlot in it who's older now. I watched a movie called Speak No Evil. Great movie.
Okay.
Scary movie. Highly recommend, though. Fun twist. Little slow starting out, but ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Fun twist. I watched, finally, Alien Romulus. I think that's how you say it. The alien, like, you know, that movie from way back in the day.
Cool.
The new one. It was good. Yeah. And then I watched Sweethearts on HBO Max.
Ayo.
Fun movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's cute.
Cute.
It's a funny comedy thing situation. But yeah, that's all the movies I watched, and I thought I'd run through them, and if you want to watch any of them.
Definitely will be watching. I need that list in print, please.
Yes, I would recommend Speak No Evil and Sweethearts.
Cute. You know what's funny, though? So we got a comment, or we've actually gotten multiple comments.
Email.
In an email. But we got comments, like, about, like, everybody who was watching Tell Me Lies, they were kind of like watching it with us and like going through this process with us, which was so cool. But everyone, I got like 4 different messages being like, what do we watch now? And me being
we're questioning
like,
questioning it too.
I was like, girl, I don't know. There's nothing that's been this good in a long time. And I'm like, I don't know. And so now
I texted Shay. We found one.
We found one for you girls. I need you to watch it. We found it.
It was fun.
Spill.
Cruel Intentions.
On Amazon Prime.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Now, granted, it's not week to week. I watched the entire thing.
Oh yeah.
In one day.
Yep.
I stayed up till 2 a.m.
Oh, I feel that.
I said, nope, gotta finish it. Gotta power through.
It's so good. Like,
it's so addicting.
It's so addicting. I mean, I feel like the main evil girl was so well cast.
Did you finish it? Or
no, nope, not yet. But the main girl is so well casted. Literally a freaking amazing. She's so hot. She's so like into her role and she plays it so well. I literally am obsessed with her. I think that Lucien, I don't know how I feel about him. I don't know.
You know what it is? When I was watching it, I was like, it's giving not Steven in the sense of Steven, but it's giving how we're all like, why is this the guy everyone's losing their mind over?
Literally.
I'm like, I mean, I guess he's got some like, but I'm like, then I see what he's wearing and I'm like, no.
I just don't see
untuck your shirt, please.
But also, maybe here's my thought process watching this. I'm like, maybe when I was younger watching crazy things like this, like I always thought that these people were like older and like they always casted kind of like older looking. But everybody nowadays, like
he looks young.
They all look so young where I'm like feeling uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't like this feels like. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Or you're fresh out of high school. It looks like you're fresh out of high school.
He especially definitely looks young.
Like they do like not look like they're in late college years.
No.
Not at all. But then I'm like, I guess late college years would be 22. Yeah, I don't know how to feel.
Pretty young. Maybe we're just old.
Maybe we're just old. But I do. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, you look like a baby. I want to watch this.
I feel that about like when I watch like Love Island and stuff and they say their age. I'm like 22.
What do you mean?
What do you mean you're finding love?
Go find a job.
get out there.
I'm just kidding.
Go anyway, to a bar.
Go to a bar.
Something.
Don't do this. I know. I'm like, maybe
I need Love Island.
Please. We are literally, we are getting old, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But like, sometimes I'm just like, am I like, I just feel like they're casting people that look so much younger nowadays. But yeah. Again, I'm like, I don't know. But the original Cruel Intentions, they were not, they did not look this young. Like, they look definitely, did you see the original?
I didn't see the original. I looked it up and watched a trailer. And yeah. I said, this might be out of my year range.
Yeah.
It's quite old.
But Reese Witherspoon, young Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
She and, did look young in this, but the other two main characters weren't.
Yeah. So Cruel Intentions is so good, so addicting, all the drama that you need.
This will get us through until Tell Me Lies season 2 comes out. Well, actually, maybe. I finished it in a night.
Yeah, I was so going to say, I'm already done with it, but I'll watch it again.
I will.
But yeah, no, it's so good. You should watch it. I mean, even my brother texted me about it today and endorsed it. So
it's endorsed.
It's endorsed. yeah, I think in the pipeline, we're going to see Gladiator 2. So don't everyone hold your horses.
Also, do you remember the Gladiator commercial with Coca-Cola or Pepsi, where it was Britney Spears, Beyonce, and Pink, and they did the "We Will"?
Was this Gladiator 1?
This is around that time, but they did a commercial.
Of course, you and your commercials,
dude. I love the commercial. This was when commercials were the
like Super Bowl vibes.
So good. This was literally a Gladiator themed commercial. Oh my god, it's iconic. I have to show you.
Yeah, you got
to
maybe it'll jog my memory when you show it.
It'll jog
my memory.
It's a Pepsi commercial, but like Beyonce, Pink, and Britney Spears were in the middle with like Gladiator suits, and they just start singing We Will Rock You, and then they get a Pepsi. It's hilarious, but like such an iconic moment. It reminded me of Gladiator 1.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to watch Gladiator 1 again and then get ready for Gladiator 2.
Yeah. And then there's this other movie. I think it's called Heretic.
Oh, is that with Lily Depp, Lily Rose?
I was going to say with Hugh Grant.
Oh.
It could be with Lily Rose.
Maybe it is.
There's girls in it. It's a scary movie.
There's a scary movie coming out with Lily Rose Depp.
Okay, so it might be that one.
Yes.
We might be talking about the same movie.
Maybe.
But I do want to see it. My brother said it was good. He saw it.
Oh, I'm excited. I think that's the one. So I think for this end of the episode, we're not going to do a See You Next Tuesday of the Week because we wanted to do a few games.
Yes.
We wanted to play some games.
We haven't seen each other and we just spent time with our family, so we want to play games.
We want to play games. I'm such in a game mode right now. So you start with the first one.
Okay, the first one is me and Shay. We are going to rapid fire songs that we think have crack in them.
Yes. Okay. You first.
All right. First song. I'm going to say Clarity by Zedd.
Okay. Love. Electric Feel, MGMT.
I was going to say that one too. Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh.
I love MGMT.
The Spins, Mac Miller.
Oh, freaking love every Mac Miller song.
Uh-huh.
Paper Planes, MIA.
Oh, how did I forget about that song? Habits.
Ooh,
Stay High by Tove Lo.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Money, 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 ABBA.
Oh, right on that. Gimme, ABBA.
Oh, I screenshotted that one, too. I was trying to pick my favorite. Okay, Prada, Ray.
Okay, I'm going to stick with ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Ooh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Roland, Calvin Harris.
Oh, okay. I'm a piggyback. Summer, Calvin Harris. Oh,
absolutely. Pumped Up Kicks.
This might be, I don't know, Best Love Song by T-Pain.
Oh.
I don't know what it is about that song, but I'm like, yes.
Any 2000s rap song? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oblivion by Grimes.
Ooh. Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, good. Lost, Frank Ocean.
Ooh.
Again, Novocaine, Frank Ocean.
That's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
This one's new, and maybe it's just the time, but I think that this song
will be a staple.
Will be a staple. Messy by Lola Young. I'm too messy.
And I'm too clean. Oh, that's good.
I don't know what that song hits.
It's so,
so good. So good.
Come On, Eileen.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. Oh.
We're making a playlist right now for you guys.
We're going to have to debrief after this and add them because I have a playlist on Spotify. We're just going to have to, I'm going to have to share it.
Yeah.
Fireflies by Owl City. Ever since we sung that in the limo,
it was absolutely so nostalgic. I could cry thinking about it.
Same.
Right. Bubblegum Bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I actually only know that song because of you, and so it's amazing. Good. Angels Like You by Miley Cyrus.
Favorite. Okay. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Obvi.
Sundress by ASAP Rocky.
Oh, okay. This one you might not know. I Know What I Am.
Who's that by?
I know what I am. They know what they... Maybe not. That's all
is
right.
Is it country?
No, it's Band of Skulls. It's actually rock. It's actually so good.
Yeah, we'll have to play it after.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, okay. Still Into You by Paramore.
Oh, okay. We're going down different roads. That's okay. House of the Rising Sun, The Animals.
Oh, I grew up on this song, so that might be why. Dancing in the Moonlight.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah.
The Chain, Fleetwood Mac. I think that's my last one. Oh, I could perfect. Keep going, though.
I mean...
Young Folk, Howlin' for You.
Oh.
Sweet Disposition.
Okay, Shay over here was like, I don't have any songs.
The less I know, the better. Walking on a Dream. Oh, you already said that one.
That one's a good one. Walking on a Dream.
Yeah.
Mumbo Number 5.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I don't know if that one has a crack in it, but it's a fun pregame song.
Wow, our playlist is about to go hard.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everyone. Yeah. We just gave you our songs.
Hey, if you want us to share it, we'll share it.
Oh, let's make a See You Next Tuesday playlist.
Yeah.
That's tight. Okay, mine.
Tight.
I was literally watching the American, what is that one American Dinner that I loved, and I can't stop saying tits. Like, that is
I
tits.
Love that is, that's your favorite movie, and you called it.
American Diner, American Dinner.
Dinner in America.
I watched it one time. I've been obsessed. But yeah. Now I just want to say like that's, it's like when you were saying like, that's bitchin'.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a, like it hits. But saying,
it's so
like,
cool.
But nobody gets that's like, that's tits.
Like what? Yeah.
Nobody
like if,
gets it.
If you say that in like a public setting, people are going to be like, like, okay.
Okay.
But that's how I feel about like, oh, that's bitchin'.
That's bitchin'.
Like people would look at me and be like,
oh, it's so
no cool. One says it. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
It's so cool. I just want to be cool.
Come on. Just let me say my lingo.
Okay, mine's going to be quick too, but this is going to be, again, rapid fire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's going to be what will put a Victorian era person into a coma.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay. I'm going to start.
Okay, go.
Veneers.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay. a $5 foot long.
Taco Bell, nacho fry specifically.
My booby scars.
A crisp Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Oh, always only from McDonald's. Mm-hmm, that'll mm-hmm. do it for you. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight.
That would very much.
It might even send Mike Tyson into a coma. Sorry.
It might. I guess a slice of pizza, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, like a fast food pizza, like a Domino, a Papa John's stuffed crust.
Yeah, pretty much just like American food.
Yeah, they would lose their minds.
Lose their minds. Okay, I'm going to say a podcast.
Oh, that would be a crazy concept to them. Oh.
Caller Daddy, specifically.
Specifically that one. Shots in general, but let's say a lemon drop shot and... a fireball shot.
A fireball.
They would be like, what's going on? Why is it spicy?
Okay. Oh my God. I'm running out. Okay. Go.
A vape.
Oh God. Oh yeah. I'm going to say Molly. Well, I'm not going to say that.
Drugs.
Drugs in general.
Yeah. I feel like they didn't.
Weed brownies.
Wait. Like, did they have like drugs back then?
I don't know. Absinthe.
Oh, that's one that I think that maybe they dabbled in.
They probably did.
They just had no idea what it was called.
Our $400 sweat sets.
Oh, that's a good one. Our tiny $800 bikinis.
Lip injections.
Botox.
Okay. I'm going to say Kim Kardashian.
Eyelash extensions, but fake ones.
Yeah. I'm going to say Tell Me Lies.
Oh, Cruel Intentions.
Duh.
They'd be like, what is this incest?
What is this? What is this? Oh my God, I don't know anymore. I feel like I can think of so many more. Self-tanner.
Oh, that's a good one. Purple shampoo.
Dyson.
Oh.
Dyson in general.
Vacuum and the hair dryer.
Pilates. Lululemon. For sure. Slickbacks.
You know what's funny?
What?
That wouldn't send them into a coma, which is so relevant today. A corset.
A corset would not.
No.
It would send me into a coma if it was real and it actually sucked my organs up to my titties.
Yeah. I mean.
Yep. No, thank you.
No, thank you. But it's like crazy. We still do the corset
we
thing.
We still do the corsets. Oh, I think that's all I've got, dude. Yeah.
A camera.
A camera.
An iPhone.
A Polaroid. an iPhone, the new iPhone update every 2 months.
Yeah, the new photos section in the iPhone. I can't even, sending me into a coma.
Dude, it's all of it's overstimulating.
But specifically, nacho fries from Taco Bell.
For sure.
The way I want to be endorsed by Taco Bell at this point.
So bad. I would eat it every episode. Just please hit us up.
Literally, just.
Literally.
Literally. I love a Cantina chicken quesadilla.
Oh, dude, we always start talking about movies and food. That's what we talk about.
Yeah, we're just
9 times out of 10 we're talking about movies and food.
We really are.
It's like we cannot help ourselves. We are hungry girls and we are entertained girls. So yeah, how about that?
We love to sit and watch and eat.
I know. I feel like this episode's been long because we genuinely have not seen each other. And so
we haven't done this.
We have so much to talk about all the time. And missing a week almost sent me into a coma.
I know. It felt
weird.
For a Victorian child. Missing a see you next Tuesday week.
I know.
Right to a coma.
Right into a, it's already sending me into one.
Like when Tuesday came around and there was nothing coming out, I was like too stunned to speak.
It was so sad. I felt empty.
I know. It also feels like forever ago that we did this. Yeah, so
I know. So anyways, I feel like we're going to be even more excited to come back and say hi. So I feel like send us. You know what? I know I can't do this.
She can't do
Send
it.
Send them off, Shannon.
Okay. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And of course, our DMs are always open. So send us what you like. Send us what you don't like. Send us comments, questions, concerns.
Oh, watch Cruel Intentions and hit us up about it.
Yes, please let us know if you like it. Let us know if you hate it. I would love to know the opposite position.
And famously... We'll see you next Tuesday. We did it.